This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so back to the tax code we go, and the differences in the individual tax code the House and Senate are going to have to reconcile. Stop number two on our tour is the alternative minimum tax, the idea that there should be some minimum tax so the wealthy can't deduct or exempt their way out of paying anything. Doing away with the AMT, as it's known, was part of the Republicans' push to simplify the tax code until the Senate added a version of it back into their plan Friday afternoon, shortly before that wee small hours vote that they took. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
The idea of an alternative minimum tax was put in place by Congress back in the late 1960s after it learned 155 Americans making over $200,000 a year paid no federal income tax at all. A minimum tax rate was a simple idea. In reality,
the AMT has been one of the more vexing problems of the individual tax system for some time.
John Gimigliano with KPMG.
Maintaining two separate tax systems in parallel means that taxpayers generally have to calculate their taxes twice.
What they'd normally pay, what they'd pay under the AMT, and then they take whatever's higher. Who pays the AMT is also complicated, says Kathy Koch with Ernst & Young.
There's always an example of someone who you know wasn't intended to be hit, who's hit.
A very small percentage of AMT payers make between $75,000 and $100,000 a year. The lion's share, about two-thirds, make between $200,000 and $500,000 a year. Only about 2.5% of AMT payers make more than $1 million a year.
You could describe this as hitting far less of the very rich than of that upper middle income band.
Problem is, the Joint Committee on Taxation estimated that eliminating the individual AMT would cost $770 billion over a decade. Kimberly Burham is with the Penn Wharton budget model.
It's a huge revenue raiser to keep it, a huge revenue loser to eliminate it.
She said if Congress can come up with other ways to pay for its tax cuts, Republicans in both houses would like to see it go. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.